Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode in English from Wikimania 2019. During the conference, we're making special episodes, interviews with Wikimania attendees to see what they think about Wikimania, what's happening, and what might happen afterwards. Please tune in and listen to our special episodes.
This is Wikipedia Podden again with Jan Einarli. We're in the basement of Nordic Museum. I'm here with Douglas Scott, president of Wikimedia South Africa. As a former organizer of a Wikimania, since it was in Cape Town last year, what do you think are the differences with this one compared to yours?
Well, the first is the most obvious difference. It's in Sweden, which is a fantastic change of scenery. What are the other ones? Oh, yes. Another obvious difference is that it was hosted at a university, which I feel is a nice sort of change back to sort of the roots of Wikimania. The first couple of Wikimanias were sort of hosted in universities, and it's nice to sort of go back to those roots, if you ask me. That's the most notable one for me, is that it's now in a university this year.
Another difference this year was that it was not the traditional program committee that we had before, but it was space leaders that having these different spaces. How did you experience that?
Oh, I really liked that innovation. That was a nice innovation that was truly different and unique about this year's Wikimania. It was great to experiment with it. It gave a lot of diversity and a lot of interest, a lot of differing options to attendees, which is really refreshing and great. And yeah, I liked it. I got positive feelings about it.
That's great to hear. The theme this year was free knowledge, stronger together, free knowledge and the global goals. How did you feel that affected the sessions that you participated in?
Oh, I think quite noticeably. Firstly, kept in mind of everyone who attended, obviously myself included, of those themes, the United Nations themes. So it shaped our questions and our interactions during the course of the events. Secondly, one of my strong feelings about Wikimania generally is that one of the greatest values it has, in addition to, you know, networking and solidifying and strengthening the community generally, is that it performs an important function of providing a venue to find and establish a social consensus. And the nice thing about a theme is that it gives us as a community a chance to discuss the topic of the theme to help formulate a social consensus regarding that theme. It was part of the logic of last year's event, which was the first themed event. And I really, really liked the theme of this event, the United Nations Millennium Development, Sustainable Development Goals, because I strongly feel they're very good, very good goals. But it also makes sure that attendees keep in mind what those goals are, and it opens up their minds to new opportunities, such as working with United Nations organizations. So, for example, this year, Wikimedia South Africa is very excited to be in talks with the United Nations Development Program in incubating a Wikipedia in residence. And the theme of this event sort of helps shape our thinking regarding that sort of a partnership in a positive way.
Is that also some fruit that bear from the last year's Wikimedia, or did it come up in another way?
I think so, yes. One of the advantages about hosting a Wikimania is that it puts your chapter and your organization on the map within the country that you're operating. So within our community, you know, Wikimedia South Africa, Wikimedia Sweden, Wikimedia Italy, for example, name a chapter, we all know each other quite well. But within the broader world, within the public, within the countries that we live in, our chapters are not necessarily that well known. Now, hosting an event, a major international event like Wikimania, raises the public profile of the organization, and that opens up a lot of doors to future partnership opportunities. It also increases the interest of members of the public to perhaps edit Wikipedia or contribute to comments, which is always a good thing.
It always is. Going from these larger questions to something more personal, is there something that you bring home, something, someone you met, some project you saw, some tool you never heard of before that you're going to try out in the next week or coming month?
Well, one thing I've got going home is a priceless experience of trying a certain Swedish fishy delicacy. I'm sorry, what was it called again?
It's surströmming in Sweden.
Surströmming, yes. So I tried that for the first time. Seen all the YouTube videos of, you know, people having a challenging time eating it. I have to say, I quite liked it. I enjoyed it. Though the smell was noticeable. On a more serious level, more pointed to the spirit of your question, there are a couple things going back to South Africa from attending this event. One of which is the general interest in climate change. So we hosted a climate change editathon in South Africa, and that in combined with the climate, the environment track here, exposed us to the level of interest in the broader community in that area. And it's made us a lot more excited in pursuing sort of climate change awareness, improving the quality of climate change articles on Wikipedia in the future. That's one. And then another one is that, so I'm very involved in copyright advocacy. It's an issue that our movement cares deeply about. And there was a lot of learnings that we had this year because we had an advocacy track focusing predominantly on copyright, where we got to discuss these issues and a lot of connections and learnings from that moving forward. Yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. And as a final question that which I ask to everyone that are in these special podcasts is, what do you hope that the other participants bring home? What the other Wikimedians will start doing when they come back, land after a few weeks and settle down from the intense experience that Wikimania is? What are your hopes for the Wikimedian's future?
Essentially global cooperation, enhanced global cooperation, and that is very much sort of the primary focus of a Wikimania, is to strengthen the community. And a big part of that strengthening the community is the global cooperation between chapters, between global groups, between thematic organizations. And having this person-to-person contact with each other greatly strengthens that. So now when I go home after, you know, meeting with and chatting with people from all over the world, all over our community, such as Wikimedia Sweden, I'll go home and I'll be talking to my chapter members and board about doing some of the exciting projects that we've learnt about here, some of the exciting outreach opportunities and project opportunities that we've developed here by talking with other people. So we have been talking about doing something with Wikimedia DC in terms of assisting some trainings out of the University of Washington DC, for example, that we would like to explore further. We have been talking about environmental stuff, which I already mentioned, which we would like to explore further. So there are a lot of exciting projects that can come out of attending a Wikimania. And I hope that other chapters, other groups, other individuals who are just attending here as an individual editor will go back with those experiences, those connections, and those opportunities to further grow the movement in the future.
All right, that's great to hear. I wish you a nice closing ceremony closing party that's going on, and a safe trip back home. Thanks for joining the Wikipedia pod. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
This was a special episode of Wikipedia Podden. My name is Jan Einarli, and I will soon be back here again.